38 Ofcom complaints, 16 investigations, and 4 Ofcom fines. But we made it. It's episode 100 of They Think It's All Over. That's right, it's episode 100 of They Think It's All Over, the Football Shirt Show. We're very excited today. I'm Adrian Football Shirt Talia. Who's joining me?
It's Mike at Footy Shirts.
It's Tom at Shirt Fan.
It's Scott at Flying Scotty.
And it's Adam at This One Kit.
Who's excited?
All of us. We all are.
Some of you made a real effort as well. There's some, what, we've got some centenary kits on show today.
Yeah, I've gone centenary. No surprise to anybody that doesn't see any video of this. It's a Fenerbahce. But I've gone anniversary from a little backdrop as well.
I don't think there's going to be any surprises about the shirts me and you have picked, Mike, because I have obviously gone Chelsea. But Scotty and Adam, I'd like for people to guess what they've got on.
Well, can I just say mine is not a centenary shirt because I was going to wear the America centennial shirt from 2013 and I couldn't find it in my wardrobe and I was panicking because I had to log on for this. So I just grabbed a shirt to wear. So I've let the side down a little bit. Sorry, guys.
And I've not gone Man United because it's double layered, long sleeved, and I wasn't sitting here sweating my tits off the whole thing because it's a very thick jersey.
Nice little Barcelona number there, though, Scott.
Yeah, Barcelona centenary, Champions League patch, Rivaldo name set. It's not a bad one.
I remember him. What is that you're wearing, Adam?
It's just a Yokohama F. Marinos shirt from the early 90s.
Just one of them.
I just grabbed it from the wardrobe, just threw it on,
Well, we've got a bit of a special episode lined up today. It's not just us five in the room today. We've got some guests. And why have we got some guests, Mike?
Well, because it's the 100th episode, we thought we'd do something a bit special. I'm going to have a great big quiz. So we're all going to humiliate ourselves and show that we know absolutely fuck all about the subject that we do a podcast about. So yeah, we've roped in a load of absolute mugs to make even look even stupider than us, really.
And they're still here even after you said that.
They
Excellent
are.
stuff. Excellent stuff. Right, so let's move on to the quiz. We have got coming up for you rounds of football and polyester joy. Test your brain matter. Let's see what you know about kits. It's probably going to be more than us. Here we go. Right, so before we start, how about some introductions? You've got team names, and I'm going to give a point for the best team name. So, Tom, introduce your guest and tell us your team name.
So, I am delighted with my pick and my teammate today because I am joined by James, but you will all know him as the Trefoil Man on Twitter and Instagram. And James, do you want to introduce our team name?
I'm going to let you do this, Tom, because you came up with a concept and I think it's right that you own
I see teamwork already. I like it. Beware,
it.
everyone. So, we are Double T Football because we're Tom and Trefoil.
I like it. Okay. Let's move across to Adam. Adam, who's joining you on your team today?
Who is joining me is someone that regular pod listeners will know quite well. It is Simon, who is at Simon Doing Life. And Simon, would you like to do the honours on our team name?
Yeah, go on then. So, our team name is, they're all made in the same factory anyway.
Bit of a mouthful, but I do like it. I do like
There's an exclamation point at the end if you want to get really technical.
it. Scott, I know you'll probably agree with that team name, but who are you joined by today, and what is your team name?
So my guest today is the now solo Andy from Forbidden Football Shirts. And he can announce the name because that was his first job as my team member, was to pick the team name.
Oh, such a privilege, Scott. We came up with a few, but I think I'll go with the one that sums me and Scott up the most, and it's just simply the Box Bastards.
Box Bastards. Well, congratulations for not having kids in the name anyway.
Can I
But
just say
tame it
something?
down.
The way you said that, Scott, made it sound like Andy's just been broken up with.
Well, there used to be three of them, remember? Now
I
he's
know,
on his
but
own.
it made him sound like, he's now newly single. It's like
Oh.
commiserations, but I feel like you need to explain what you meant by newly solo.
I don't think his wife's left him yet.
I mean, that would be complicated. Weren't the other members of Forbidden Football Shirts your brother, cousin, nephew?
It was every six-fingered person in the county, basically, at that point. That was called Dan. It was just Dan, 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 Dan.
But now it's just Andy. And last but not least, Mike, who's joining you today and what is your team name?
Well, I'm being joined by Pedro, who people will know as Pedro. And I'm going to let him give us give the team name because he thought of it. I think it's a really good one.
Hola, Pascual. Oh, sorry. So hi, everybody. So I think the one we went for is the Glorious Villain.
It is. You got to say why, though, because I thought it was really good thinking.
Yeah, because Benfica, one of their nicknames is O Glorioso. So that's where the Glorious comes from. And Aston Villa being the villains, we thought we'd go with the Glorious Villains. And it's as simple as that.
Come on, that's perfect. That is worth a point because it is well thought through. Unlike the others who just tried to be funny.
You are going to get the point, but that's not the reason you're going to get the point. The reason you're going to get the point is I absolutely love Napoleon Dynamite, and I just wanted to say, vote for Pedro!
Oh my God.
Hey.
Absolutely.
You can't get a point just because his name's Pedro.
Wait.
What kind of quiz is this?
Adam!
You can't challenge
I want a recount rules. Already. I want a recount.
You won't see Richard Osman doing this, favouritism.
It's only going to get worse from here, so just...
You also don't see Richard Osman calling everybody a cunt.
You haven't seen him on the King's Road after 8 o'clock with a few glasses of Chardonnay. But anyway, the Glorious Villains take a 1-0 lead at the outset. But we're going to move into the actual quiz rounds now. So we have got seven rounds of questions coming up for you. The first round, round one, is called the 100 Club. We are, of course, all here to celebrate the 100th episode of I Think It's All Over. And this round all centres around that magic number, 100. There'll be 5 points up for grabs in this round. You can confer. We're going to go through the questions and then we'll go through the answers at the end. So you can confer between your teams. Question number one. Which of these players has exactly 100 international caps? Is it Yaya Toure, Damien Duff or Dunga? So one of those players has exactly 100 international caps. Is it Yaya Toure, Damien Duff or Dunga? Question number two, is everybody ready?
Yep.
Only three players have scored more than 100 international goals. Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi and who? So only three players have scored more than 100 international goals. Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi and who?
Me and Pedro were WhatsApping and we're very much on the same level here and we are definitely going to fucking smash all of you.
Yeah, sorry, I just had to close my Wikipedia window.
As long as you're making that 10p donation, crack on. Right, question number three. Who was the first player to move for a transfer fee of 100 million euros or more? Question number four. Which shirt brand is pretty much 100 years old? We can argue about exactly when they were formed, but which shirt brand is exactly 100 years old? And the final question for this round, the Juventus 1997 pink centenary Kappa shirt, which was worn once against Newcastle United. So if you got one with a Serie A logo on, it's fucked. Was one of the most famous centenary shirts ever made. I think we can all agree, even though it's Juve. But what was the full shirt sponsor? So Juventus 1997 pink centenary Kappa shirt worn once against Newcastle, never worn in the league. What was the full shirt sponsor?
Yeah, fucking nailed it.
So question number one, come on, give me some answers. Which of these players has exactly 100 international caps? Yaya Toure, Damien Duff or Dunga? Do you go for people?
Right, we've learnt on Tom's Chelsea knowledge, haven't we? We've gone with Duff.
He's underlined. You can see Duffers is our answer.
We went with Dunga.
We've gone Yaya.
It's a split.
Where did we go, Andy?
I think we went with we're fucking clueless, frankly. But let's go with what I circled down, which was Yaya. You can't quite see it.
Yeah.
So everybody's gone with Yaya, apart from Double T Football. Is that right?
No, we went with Dunga.
Oh, you went with Dunga. Okay, so. In order. So Dunga had 91 international caps. Ugh. Nearly there. Sorry, Simon. Also, no points, I'm afraid, for anybody that answered Yaya Toure. He has got 101 international caps.
See, Scott, you didn't even think he'd reached 100. You thought he'd played like 10 games.
I did have Duff question mark, but we went, yeah.
They're all bloody question marks. Come on.
So
the correct
more.
answer with 100 international caps, Damien Duff. Well done, Tom. Well done, James.
I've got a good Damien Duff story, actually, if anyone wants it.
Sleeping for 14 hours a day.
No, so you know he manages in the League
No.
of Ireland at the moment. I think he's Shamrock FC's manager, and he's strictly Catholic, Duffers, like strictly Catholic. And he made a great statement after a game this season. Someone asked him what he was going to do over Christmas, like is he going to be playing Twister with a family and all that kind of thing. And he said he finds board games immoral and cannot understand why a family would want to play Twister with one another.
Wow. Question number two was there are only three players that have scored more than 100 international goals. We know it's Cristiano Ronaldo. We know it's Lionel Messi. The Box Bastards, who do you think the third player is?
Do I have to pronounce it right?
I think you should say what you WhatsApp to me in the exact words.
It's the Iranian bloke, Ali Deir, or I don't know how to pronounce it.
Do we have any other answers? Did you
We
say the
went for the
same?
same.
We went for the same, Ali Dyer.
Ali Dai.
That is correct. So he actually scored, if you want a number, he scored 108 goals, largely friendlies, but they all count. So that's 108 international goals.
This isn't including Pele's 1500, right? That just none of them were official.
If they're not on Wikipedia, they don't count. That's a point for everyone. Next up, who was the first player to move for a transfer fee of 100 million euros or more?
Was it Bale?
Bale was 85.
We went Pogba.
We had Pogba. We talked about Pogba, but we then settled on Neymar.
Which is exactly what me and James did. James pointed the way to Neymar. I said Pogba.
We said Bale as well, actually. We said Bale. So now Scott's sown those seeds of doubts and. Thanks, mate.
Well, I think the figure Scott was quoting, sorry, Box Bastards, was sterling, and not as in Raheem, but pounds and euros was what we were looking for. So Pogba, I think, for example, was 105 million euros was the transfer fee I saw. The correct answer, two of you got it, was Gareth Bale. So
Oh,
that's points
sorry, mate.
two. They're all made in the same
Vibes.
factory. And who else got it?
Dirty
Fucking
Brexit.
euros in a fucking Brexit quiz. Fucking cunt.
No one said it was a Brexit quiz. I'm off. See you later.
Was that just they're all made in the same factory at a point? I'm going to try and keep the scoring accurate, even if the answers aren't. The next question we had in this round is which shirt brand is, give or take, 100 years old?
Umbro.
Double down.
Umbro.
Umbro.
Got a full house for Umbro, and Umbro is the answer I was looking for. Other shirt brands, if anybody's interested. Hummel's quoting 101 years. James, what's Adidas? Come on, you must know this to the day.
Oh, it's not 100 years. It's post-war, so about 80. I don't know the exact number.
Close enough, 74. That's not bad. That's not bad. Any guesses for Nike, anyone?
Was it like 72 or something, though?
I think Knight was 60, Admiral 110, and I really didn't give it too much thought. But do you know what the oldest one I found was?
Reebok?
Buckter.
The story.
I should have probably looked up a greater sample size. The oldest I found was Mizuno at 118, but you're quite right. I didn't look up some of those other brands. But there we go. It's a point apiece for everybody. That makes it nice and easy. The final question of the round was the Juventus 1997 pink centenary Kappa shirt, only ever worn in a friendly, had which full front of shirt sponsor?
Me and James went Sony Mini Disc Compact.
Me and Pedro just went Sony mini disc.
Sony mini disc.
Yep.
Yeah, Sony mini disc.
Have we been caught out by fakes? Is that the trick here?
Have I got this wrong?
You have got this wrong.
Ah.
Oh, you tried to get clever with it. Tried to get clever. It's a point for everybody else.
Yes. I've let us down.
I said Neymar.
Let us down.
Yeah, but you were
So
dealing in pounds as well, mate. I'm with you.
So at the end of that round, we've got two teams on 4 points. That's the Glorious Villains, and they're all made in the same factory anyway. And still closely behind with 3 points each, we've got the Box Bastard and Double T Football.
You know, can I just suggest something? I reckon that there should be the equivalent of a swear box, and every time Scott says cunt, they get a point deducted. They'll be on like minus 48 by the time we're done.
We can see how it goes and take that forward. Right, that concludes round one. Now we're going to move on to round two, shirt number Wang. Right, shirt number Wang, this is a mass round. In each question, I'll be asking you to add up players' shirt numbers to give me a total number, which is the answer. There'll be 2 points per question for correct answers. If no teams get the correct answer, it will be the closest team to the correct answer that gets 1 point. Are we all clear?
Yes.
Is the correct answer 100? Because it's the 100th episode.
Wait, all of them.
For all five questions.
are we going individually in our teams for this?
So there is a twist. There will be no conferring between teammates. I shall be asking Mike, Adam, Scott and Tom for the first number. And I'll be asking Pedro, Simon, Andy and James for the second number. We'll be adding them together at that point and coming up with the answer.
Don't like it. I need my safety net like comparing.
I don't like change.
Let's just see who's got their GCSE in maths now.
So the team members, number one, first shirt number is Roger Miller's shirt number for Cameroon between 1990 and 1995.
Adam's face is an absolute picture, I'll say that much.
Honestly.
I've never seen a confused egg.
Who invited this guy? Get off.
He can come back again.
Scott's found us all, mate. Okay, let's have a reveal. Let's see what you've all gone for your first half of your answers. Mike, where have you gone?
Number nine.
Scott, nine. Adam, nine. Tom, 10. The correct answer, you'll find out in a minute. The second part of the question, Thierry Henry's France number between 1997 and 2010.
Could you just confirm the years again? Sorry, please.
The years are 1997 to 2010. So I need answers from Pedro, Simon, Andy and James on this one.
Oh, Andy.
Yep, fucked it. James, what are you going for?
12.
So the correct answers were Roger Miller wore number 9. Thierry Henry wore number 12. So the overall answer is 21. So that is 1 point each for the Glorious Villains and 1 point for they're all made in the same factory anyway. We've got the format of this one now. So it's starting to get a little bit more tricky. So question number two, the first half of the question is Teddy Sheringham and his shirt number at West Ham.
That's bollocks, that is. Firstly, fuck West Ham. Secondly, who the fuck knows that?
And we'll do it a little bit differently this time. I want your partners, the second half of the team, to come up with the answer for Alan Boxich's shirt number at Middlesbrough.
I didn't even spell his fucking name.
You're taking a fucking piss, right? That's a question.
That's a question, yeah.
Remember, closest wins, so you don't have to get it exact.
Good glass fucking job.
Fuck knows.
Okay, so we're looking for Teddy Sheringham's shirt number at West Ham plus Alan Boxish's shirt number at Middlesbrough. Mike and Pedro, what have you two got? Hold your numbers up.
So I've got for 8 for Boxich. I think it's way too low.
And I've got a complete guess, but I've gone 18 for Teddy Sheringham. I have no fucking clue.
So your combined number there is 26. Simon and Adam, what have we gone for?
I went for 42.
So did I! Because that's what Angie was.
Don't give the game away, Scott. So you've gone for 42, Adam. And Simon, what have you gone for Boxich?
18.
18. Okay, it's nice and easy for me. You've gone for a combined score of 60. Scott and Andy. Scott, I know you've gone for 42. Andy, what have you gone for Boxich? I hope it's very, very low.
No, 23. Fuck
23. It. Excellent. Combined score of 65. And finally, Tom, what have you gone for Teddy?
I went for 32 for Teddy.
James, you're not going to be able to save him here.
Oh, I fucked up. I've gone for 10, but that was Janino, wasn't it?
brought the average down, which I think is a good thing. So the correct answers were Teddy Sheringham wore number 8 at West Ham. Boxic wore number 11 at Middlesbrough. Combined answer we were looking for was 19. 14. The closest was 23 there at the end. So your 10, James, saved it, actually, going for low for Boxic. Well done to Double T Football.
Well, did we win?
23 was the closest, yeah.
What did we get?
He definitely wore a high number somewhere. I don't know where it was, but he wore, and I thought that's where you were going with it. I thought you were being clever, but you weren't. So, you know.
Nah, 20%, yeah.
Adam's right. He finished his career. And is he not one of the oldest players to play in the Premier League? And he wore a ridiculous number.
Did he go to Portsmouth or something right at the end?
Yes, he did.
It was Scunthorpe, wasn't it?
Surely not.
No, but it was the Premier League. Premier League players. Anyway,
let's move on. We'll go with the same format this time around. So, half one of your team, I'm looking for Maicon's number at Inter Milan. And we're going to combine that with Hernan Crespo's number at Parma. In the 2009-2010 season, I should add, for Crespo. So that's Maicon's number at Inter. He was there for a long time, I think it was 12 years or something, same number. And Hernan Crespo's number at Parma in the 2009-2010 season. For consistency, Mike, where have you gone with Maicon?
I'm sorry, Pedro. I've just had a total guess. I've gone 13.
Okay.
Good guess, Pedro.
That's right. And for Crespo, gone for 14. I've got this vague recollection of just seeing the Parma shirt constantly for sale on Twitter. But I can't remember if this is the number I keep seeing.
We'll see. So that gives you a combined score of 27. Next up, Adam, what have you gone for? Adam and Skyman, where have we gone?
I went for 13 as well.
Now, it's super high, the number. I distinctly remember, but I can't remember how high. But I put 70. It was a big one. But I just couldn't remember. Yeah.
I think this is going to come down to the guest parts of the teams this round. Scott, what have you gone for Maicon? Got another 13. You panel, you know, you're really holding the team up here. Andy, where have you gone?
Well, if they're holding the team up, I'm letting it down because I've just gone absolute 9.
Oh, yeah.
Not a Scooby.
Guess that too.
Tom, Serie A fanatic, what have you gone for Maicon?
I have gone 31.
So, okay, do you have number dyslexia? Because if you do, I kind of feel like we need to make an allowance for this.
not that I know of. This could be the way I find out.
He was definitely 13, unless the season you said he wore a different one.
He was 13. So we got 31 there. We got 31 there. And this could still work out right for you. You managed to fluke it in the last round. James, what have you gone for Crespo?
-8.
Yeah. I think I've gone for the wrong era, so I've gone for 9. And it's not, is it? It's definitely not 9.
That gives you a combined score of 40. So I think we pretty much bottomed out. Maicon did wear 13 into Milan. Hernan Crespo, during the 2009-2010 season, wore number 77 for Parma. So we're looking for a combined score of 90. And they're all made in the same factory anyway. They've come out of 83. So well done, guys. How do you feel?
Just enjoying the vibes, man. Just enjoying the complete fucking guessing. And
sorry,
just vibes in the ether.
No, there was some knowledge there. There was some definitely knowledge there from you. To say 70 is... You didn't just pluck that out of the air. That was good. Good work, team.
Bullshit guess.
But it's a good guess, so much.
Next question.
two more rounds of guesses. There you go, Scott. Right, so we have got Edmundo's number at Napoli in 2000-2001.
Get the fuck out of here.
Combined with Laurent Robert's number at Newcastle. So that's Edmundo at Napoli, 2000-2001. Laurent Robert, cult icon, I think, at Newcastle. And his shirt number there.
You're getting a sick joy out of this, AD. I can say that for sure.
Honestly, for the Robert ones, somebody's going to get that. What have you got?
I've gone, again, total guess, not too high, not too low. I went 14. I have no idea.
And I've gone 11 for Robert.
A combined score of 25. Adam and Simon, where have we gone?
No idea, so I went for 31.
15.
Combined score of 46. Scott and Andy?
I did the same as Mike. I went 18, not too high, not too low.
Yeah, 14. Not Scooby again.
I think Pedro's right, though. I think Robert was 11.
Well, you got a combined score of 32 there. And Tom and James.
Do you know what? I had a number come into my head and I'm just going to go with it. I think Edmundo was 99.
Go with the high numbers.
Yeah. I've got it in my head that Robert was 23, but I'm not sold on it. So.
Tell you what, you and Tom would be dangerous combined if you could get your numbers right. You're going to be the closest. Well, you're 122 combined is your combined score. So we had Edmundo wore number 97, Laurent Robert wore number 32. That gives us a combined number of 129. Particularly well done there to Mike and Pedro, who scored more than pretty much 100 out. So well done, guys.
Robert definitely wore 11. Just must not have been that season. I'm sure he wore 11 one year, yeah.
His main number was 32.
Benfica as well. I couldn't even tell you what number he wore there.
Final question of this round. I can feel everybody's getting tired of this format. Steve McManaman's number at Liverpool in 96 season, combined with Olivier Giroud's number at Arsenal. So we've got McManaman from Liverpool from 93 to 96 and Giroud at Arsenal. Mike and Pedro, what have we got?
Pedro, cool. I'm sorry. I've got a vague memory of McManaman wearing a high number at some point, so I've gone 32.
I've gone 23 for Giroud. I've got no idea because he played... You asked me a question about the other lot from North London, so...
I'm sorry, I'm sure we'll get a Benfica question in the next quiz. Where have we gone, Adam and Simon?
I honestly don't know. I've gone 14, but I'm probably completely wrong on that one. Yeah, dreadful. Don't know.
Giroud, I know, is 12.
Giving you a combined 26. Scott and Andy?
Genuinely never given a fuck about McManaman's number. Went for 7.
I went with 14 because I just had a brain fart. Just couldn't. I picture too many numbers.
There'll be no more numbers after this. You're pleased to know 21. And Tom and James, what have we got respectively for McManaman and Giroud?
I think McManaman was 17.
I've gone for 18, but I think Simon was right with 12, so I'm pissed off now.
He was. I've got from 93 to 96. I've got Steve McManaman as number 17, and as you've all called it, Giroud as number 12, giving a combined score of 29. The closest there were Simon and Adam, with they're all made in the same factory anyway. Blimey, you found your niche here, guys.
Wow, that's good.
Is that the quiz over? Because they've got all the questions, so they've gone 10 points clear.
It's closer than you think. So quick roundup at the end of that round. We have got in first place with 7 points, so we're made in the same factory anyway. With 5 points, we've got the Glorious Villains, 4 points, Double T Football, and 3, the Box Bastards. There are loads more points up for grabs in these next couple of rounds. Right, so round 3, don't look back in anger. Okay, so the round is called Don't Look Back in Anger. This is all going to be centred around the 1990s. The glorious era of shirt collecting. I'm getting a few smiles here. Feeling a bit confident, some of us.
Probably overconfident.
Okay, so let's start with a question that might make a few of you smile. In 1996, Oasis released Don't Look Back in Anger. Later that same year, Man City were relegated from the Premier League on goal difference after a dramatic final day, which two other teams went down with them, and there's a point for each. So that's the 95-96 season. Man City were relegated on a final day on goal difference. Which other two teams went down with them?
Have we got to confer and agree on our two answers on this, yeah?
Yeah, oh yeah, you can do your confer agreeing on this round. Next question. 1991-92 was the last ever season of the old First Division before the formation of the Premier League. Umbro produced kits for 11 clubs and Adidas for 3. Can you name two of the other 5 manufacturers along with at least one team they supplied? You need the team and the manufacturer to get you 2 points. So, Umbro produced 11 kits, Adidas 3. There were 5 other manufacturers. Can you name two of those manufacturers with at least one team they supplied?
Season before the Premier League?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we should have 2 manufacturers and 1 club, basically.
2 manufacturers and a club for each, yeah.
Do we get extra points if no one else gets them?
No, there's no bonus points.
Ah, bollocks.
Question 3. During the inaugural Premier League season of 92-93, Which club's kit was manufactured by ASICS or ASICS? Question number four. At World Cup Italia 90, which club team had the most England players named in the World Cup squad? Question number five. Between the 1989 and 90 season and 2009-2010 season, big old window there, which team won the most League One titles?
Oh,
League One titles in France.
Absolute bastard. Huh.
Say that again, sorry.
So between the 1989 and 90 season and the 2009-2010 season, which club in France won the most league titles?
Need to read more books.
Question number six. In 1998, Wales international Andy Legg set the world record for the longest throw-in. In metres and centimetres, how long was that throw?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
And some say
I fucking
so,
told
matter.
You, Mike. I told you.
There'll be a Scott, point for the closest.
Just for context, me and Scott were talking privately about the quiz, and his exact words were, when I said that AD was doing it all, it better be easier than the last fucking quiz that the cunt did.
Nobody remembered that. Roy Castle, record breakers. I'm sure he did it at Wembley. No?
I don't even know how many fucking metres are on a pitch.
Is this thrown as in a throw-in, not a keeper?
Yeah,
fucking
throw-on, like a regulated
yeah.
throw-in, feet behind the line. Yeah.
Fuck me. All right.
Question number seven and the penultimate question in this round. On March the 28th, 1993, a 16-year-old Francesco Totti made his debut in Serie A for Roma against which team?
Oh, fucking hell.
Told you they're easy.
I should know this. I watched that documentary recently.
And the final question for this round. Question number eight. Which BBC CFAX page would you find the Premier League table on?
Fucking hell. Half the audience aren't going to know what that is.
I think all of us will, though.
Well, we will, but half the listeners don't know what CFAX is.
You still fucking remember what page number to put in?
Who doesn't? It's like a reflex. Well, listen, we're 100 episodes in, Andy. If people have... We found our niche. People know what
yeah.
we are.
Also, Andy, referencing CFAX is not a problem. Fucking Tom was referencing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang the other week. So, at least we brought it forward by 40 fucking years.
A quick flash poll, right? Everybody knows what Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is. Surely.
Yeah.
Surely.
I mean, there's a vast contrast between know it and love it, Tom. So wherever you want to sit is up to you.
So... In 1995-96, the year that Don't Look Back in Anger came out, the famous Man City supporters Oasis, which two other teams went down alongside them from the Premier League? Who should we go first? Let's go to Double T Football. Tom, James, I know you're big Man City fans. Who went down with them?
James, I'll let you take this one, mate, because I've forgotten what we said.
I think we went with Barnsley and Forest. Is that right?
I think, yeah.
Is that right who you went with, or is that the right answer?
That's who we went with.
I meant, is that right who we went with?
Perfect. Yeah, that is right in that case, but it's wrong in the sense of the question. So.
Wait, hang on, they could change their answers. You shouldn't have said that.
They couldn't. I want to see paper held up. We will go to the current leaders. Let's go to, they're all made of the same, and they're all made in the same factory anyway. Adam and Simon, what have you gone with?
We weren't really sure, so I just put Wimbledon and Ipswich.
Yep.
It's a guess, isn't it? The Glorious Villains, where have you gone?
Mike, we went Forest.
Yeah,
Forest
Palace. Yeah.
And finally, the Box Bastards.
Bolton and Leeds.
You are going to take the 2 points for having Bolton, well, the 1 point for having Bolton. Point for Bolton. The other answer that we were looking for was QPR. So Bolton and QPR. But of all the teams, I mean,
Simon,
I think everybody
Bolton.
Came up with teams.
Simon. Simon said Bolton, but I forgot he said it and didn't write it down. So
didn't I? I've even scratched it out there.
There we go.
It's fallen apart. Started strong. It's fallen apart.
But we'll get it back. We'll get it back.
Yeah.
Question number two. We were moving to the kits, and in the 91-92 season, the last season of the old First Division before the Premier League. there were a lot of kit manufacturers. Umbro produced 11 kits. Adidas produced 3. Who can name 2 of the other 5 manufacturers alongside one of the kits they produced? Simon and Adam, let's go with you first.
I just read out the answers that you gave me, Adam.
Yeah, but I'm not sure about one of them.
I just think we've just got to go for it now. The pressure's on. Norwich, Ribeiro, Palace, Buchter.
That is Neil Poir.
Nah.
Neil
Poir. Oh, it's all maybe... falling apart.
Oh,
it's
no.
Apart. Too pump chump. Can't go the distance. Shocking.
Tom and James, what have you gone for?
I was showing myself up for celebrating. So this is all on James, actually. They were his answers. Coventry, yeah. Ribeiro, and Southampton Pony.
Neil Poir.
Oh!
I feel like we're all imagining in our heads the Premier League launch poster, but this is the season before. This is the last season of the old First Division.
You've made it too hard. You've ruined the quiz. You've ruined it.
We'll see. We'll see. Cream often rises to the top. So let's go with Michael Pedro. Where have you gone?
I believe we went with Admiral and Leeds and Spall Wimbledon.
Neil Poir.
Oh,
wow.
Fuck off.
It can't
Scott,
be many.
Andy, come on. Prove this question wasn't too hard.
We went with Pony and Spurs and Mitre and Crystal Palace.
You were just fucking guessing. I mean...
Yeah, of course we were. It was fucking... I was two.
Neil Poir. Listen, I'm desperate for previous. I'm going to go back around one more time and you can have on the spot one more answer. So that's the manufacturer and the team. Adam, you can take responsibility for your team. Give me a manufacturer and a team.
Norwich Essex.
1 point.
Load it back.
Tom, what are you going for?
Well, the other answer we discussed was West Ham and Buchter.
No, Tom, go the other
one. Yeah. What was the other one?
Leeds Admiral.
Ah. Yeah, Leeds Admiral.
What on earth?
You've already had that.
You already had that. Do you want to maybe go with a different, maybe a
West Ham Buchter?
No,
he's losing control.
West Ham Buchter. I'm going to give you West Ham Buchter for a point. For a point, because you said it. Mike, come on.
I'm fucking out at this point. I don't even know what teams are left. What the fuck is what's gone?
What did Aston Villa have then? They didn't have Umbro, and it wasn't Adidas. So the season for the Premier League for Aston Villa, was it Mitre?
No, it was Umbro.
No.
It was
Umbro.
Yeah, because we had Hummel until 89, 90, and then 1991, so I'm going to say, I don't fucking know.
Chelsea, were they Umbro?
Yeah, they were Umbro. These pricks have taken the gettable ones.
Oh, yeah, we really nailed this down, haven't we?
Scott, Andy, Scott, one last chance. Give me a making a team for 91.
That was my two. Andy, go for it.
I just took a punt and just said Hummel Southampton. Just clueless at this stage.
Hummel Southampton, you say? Neil Poir.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll put you all out of misery. I think a lot of these were gettable. Admiral produced kits for Wimbledon and Southampton. Adidas, you couldn't have had, but that was Arsenal, Liverpool, Man United. Essex and Norwich was called out for a point. Book to West Ham was called out for a team. Brooks and QPR was the correct answer.
Oh.
Umbro couldn't have had it, but they supplied Villa, Chelsea, Everton, Leeds, Luton, Man City, Nottingham Forest and Oldham and Sheffield United and Sheffield Wednesday and Tottenham. So the only other answer you could have had would have been match winner with Notts County.
Definitely should have got match winner Notts County. I've got fucking 3 of them shirts in my cupboard.
See, it's fucking easy.
Fuck off.
There we go. So that was a point for Double T Football and a point for that all made in the same factory. Next question we had was during the inaugural Premier League season 1992-93, whose kits were produced by Essex? Scott, come on, Scott and Andy, what did you go for?
Blackburn.
Did we have any other answers to Blackburn?
Coventry.
I think, Pedro, we went Leeds, didn't we?
I think we went Leeds.
Yeah, Leeds.
Me and James went Blackburn.
So that is a point each for Double T Football and the Box Bastards.
What year was that?
1993.
Okay.
Thought you were about 30.
Adam's taking notes, what to Google later.
Ish. Okay, next question was, at World Cup Italia 90, which club provided most players for the England squad? James and Tom.
We've gone with Glasgow Rangers.
Adam and Simon.
Did you put anything for this?
No, just a big fat question mark, to be honest.
Oh, I think I put Tottenham, but I'm not confident
with
that.
Fuck it.
Tottenham, we'll go with that.
Scott and Andy?
Liverpool.
Liverpool, yeah.
And the glorious villains?
Glasgow Rangers.
We went Rangers.
Was indeed Glasgow Rangers. So that's a point each for glorious villains and for Double T Football.
Scott, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, no, I would be more ashamed if I knew that answer.
Your two favourite teams, Rangers and England.
Tom, James, give us some of the players. Come on.
Trevor Stephen.
Chris Woods.
Chris Woods. Gary Stephen. Terry Butcher.
There we go. You got the four players were Chris Wood, Trevor Stephen, Gary Stevens, and Terry Butcher.
You can see who knew that answer out of the pair of us.
Question number five was over in France between the 1989-90 season and the 2009-2010 season. Which team won the most league earned titles?
We went with Lyon.
Which one do you want to go with? I went Lyon as well.
Lyon.
We went Lyon as well.
There we go. It's a point for everybody. See, this quiz is too easy, Scott.
Nah, Scott and Andy should be disqualified. They didn't make their mind up before the round started. They waited to hear an answer.
There's not many that we've actually agreed on half of the time.
So for anybody who wants it, Lyon had seven titles. Marseille had four that still stand today. I think they believe it was stripped to one. Bordeaux had one and Monaco had two and PSG had one. So those were the other title winners during that period. In 1998, record breaker Andy Legg set a world record for the longest throw-in. I'll give a point to the team that's the nearest. If anybody gets this bang on, they can have 5 points in metres and centimetres. I need your length.
Now we're getting to the heat.
Scott and Andy, what have you gone for?
Oh shit, I went for 43.13.
The glorious villains, where have you gone?
I think we went 65 meters. Is that right, Mike? That's what we went.
Yeah.
For.
That all made in the same factory anyway?
We went with 72 meters.
2 meters?
A very heavy thread we there, by the way.
Yeah, that's three quarters of the length of the pitch, that one.
Is that? I don't know.
Okay, that's fine.
And they're 100 metres, touchline to touchline.
That's a laughably large answer, Adam and Simon, but me and James went for 70 metres.
Yeah, I'm glad. For a second, I thought I'd said something really stupid then, and maybe clearly I have, but yeah, okay, cool.
So it's a point for the Box Bastards, with the world record was set at 44 metres and 60 centimetres. So
fucking hell, that was less than a metre.
Scott knows his length, 30.
Question number seven. March the 28th, 1993. Who did Francesco Totti make his Serie A debut against? Tom, I can see you are struggling with this, so I'm going to go to you first.
It's because I know I should know it, but I've just guessed and I went Udinese.
Adam and Simon, where did you go?
Brescia.
Mike Pedro?
I think we went Lecce.
Lecce. And Andy and Scott?
Oh, fuck off, Scott. Bastard, we didn't have one, so it's just a complete fucking guess and he's pinned this on me and I'm not going to have an absolute clue. Torino.
The correct answer, and there were 100 points on offer for this question. No, taking the 1 point, we have Adam and Simon with Brescia.
Simon clearly paying attention to you in that weekend in Como, don't AD.
That's wrong a few things.
To be fair, we probably all should have studied Totti before this quiz, knowing there was going to be at least one.
Final question of the round. What BBC CFAX page would you find the Premier League table on? Mike and Pedro.
Pedro had a guess.
202.
Gone 202. Adam and Simon?
I think we said 302.
305, we said.
I wrote down 302, though, but then you said 305. Sorry, but we said 305 in the chat. So I don't know
302 was a main front page for the football.
Someone James, 302 is the answer there.
No, no, no. We put 30. I wrote that, but it was 305 is what we put.
There we go.
312 we went for.
312, I think, was the gossip and newspaper updates, wasn't it? And you transfer gossip 312.
That would make sense because that was what I went on every morning.
Scott and Andy.
I mean, I kind of got. I went with 402. I couldn't remember if it was 402 or 204. I had a random number in my head.
402 might have been teletext. But the correct. I can't believe nobody's got this. 324. Premier League table. With 302 was the front page, 312 was the transfer news, and 324 was the... James, you knew that, didn't you?
I knew it was three something, but that's shit, that, isn't it? That's not...
It was a long time ago.
Mate, nobody's put that number into a TV for about fucking 30 years, so you can forgive people for not remembering.
Absolutely brain-rotting. Oh, I reckon
if I took your phone off you and I put you in front of the telly and the control in your hands, you would have instinctly have just typed that in, I reckon.
Yeah, I never looked at the league table because I, you know, Chelsea were always about ninth in the 90s. So only transfers for me.
Yeah, Man United were always top. We didn't have to look at anything.
I remember it's when I found out that Klinsmann had signed for Spurs. It was just flashing in big bold letters at the top and then called team talk, which I then did, and my dad wasn't happy about.
Yeah, you went to the dark side of. The teletext, that would have been, but there we go. Right, that draws that end to a close. Update on the scores: we've got the Glorious Villains with 7 points, they're all made in the same factory with 10, the Box Bastards with 7, and Double T Football with 8. So, still all to play for as we move into round four.
Still winning after that round.
As we move into round four, Prem Face. Question number one, who were the first three managers to win the Premier League? Question number two, it's 25 years since the last all-English lineup was announced. Which team did it?
Sorry, Eddie, say that one again.
It's been 25 years since the last all-English lineup was announced. Which team was it?
All-English or non-English?
All-English. All-English.
What shit bottom half of the table team put out all-English players?
On Boxing Day 1999, who became the first Premier League team to name an entire foreign lineup of 1 to 11? Question number four, how many kit manufacturers are there currently in the Premier League?
Oh my God, what kind of a question is that?
Probably the type of question you'd get on a podcast called They Think It's All Over, in fairness.
You win this round, AD.
Yeah, but the first four ones, it's like you're just meant to snapshot the answers and then, oh, can you remember 20 kit manufacturers?
Question number five, we're on to sponsors. Coventry loved the car sponsor. Can you name all three companies that appeared on their kit in between 1989 and 2005?
Can you say all of that again? Because I was still working out the last question.
Sponsors. Coventry loved the car sponsor. Can you name all three companies that appeared on a kit from 1989 to 2005. I'll give you a point if you even get two out of the three. So car sponsors on Coventry kits in the Premier League. Question number six. Oldham Athletic, Blackpool and Bradford all appeared in the Premier League with only one shirt sponsor. Can you give me the three sponsors, a point for each? So that's Oldham, Blackpool and Bradford City's Premier League shirt sponsors. You will get a point for each.
That's well hard. That is well hard.
Was it Oldham...
Oldham, Blackpool and Bradford City.
And the question is what?
Just what was their shirt sponsor when they're in the Premier League? Can you get a point for each?
Fucking hell.
Final question of the round. We'll come to in a minute. You'll understand why. So, question number one was, who were the first three managers to win the Premier League? What we got?
We had Howard Wilkinson, Fergie and Wenger.
Yeah, we differed slightly. We've gone Ferguson, Dalglish and Wenger because I believe Howard Wilkinson was still Division One. Yeah, and you fucking work at Sky Sports, mate.
No, did everybody else go with that?
Yeah, Fergie, Dalglish, Wenger.
Yeah, we went with that as well.
So that's points all around. That is the correct answer. It's 25 years since the last all-English lineup was announced in the Premier League. Who was it that named that starting 11, 1 to 11 of English players? Adam.
We said Middlesbrough. can't name all the players. Probably not right, but we said Middlesbrough.
With Middlesbrough, you couldn't name any of the players. I'll tell you that now. Scott, who did you guys go for?
Did I say? Well, I said.
I think you said Burnley, didn't you? It was,
yeah.
It was just a complete gamble.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Burnley in the Premier League in 1999. Okay. Mike, who did you go for?
It was Aston Villa.
Confident answer. Tom, what did you guys go for?
We didn't have a answer written down, but I did suggest Sheffield United, so.
Plausible. It was Aston Villa.
I really wanted to say we put Aston Villa down.
Well, if anybody wants it, the starting line, it was Oakes, Alan Wright, Southgate, Skimaker, Watson, Hendry, Grayson, Taylor, Merson, Joachim, and Dublin. Mike could have told you that anyway, but there you go.
I could have told you about 50% of them, definitely. But I wouldn't have got Ricky Skimaker. I wouldn't have got that one, would have remembered it.
Ricky Skimaker? English? Anybody remember that clip with George Graham? Okay, I'll edit that out then. Boxing Day 1999. Boxing Day 1999. Who became the first Premier League team to name an entire foreign 1-11? Scott.
Arsenal.
We said Arsenal.
We said Chelsea.
Chelsea.
It was indeed Chelsea. That's points for the Glorious Villains and points for Double T Football. Question number four. How many kit manufacturers are there currently in the Premier League?
Eight.
Any advances on eight from... They're all made in the same factory anyway.
I don't know, Mike. We said five. I don't know if that's too low.
We said seven too. We had the same. It's a complete guess.
Shall I go with the gamble, Scott? Because I counted up and I feel like I'm missing one or two.
Oh, actually, I'll check. For chase a six.
I wrote nothing, so...
Yeah, I'm going to go with seven. I think I've got six written down, and I feel like I'm missing one.
Did somebody say eight? Hands up doesn't work on podcast, Simon.
All right. Oh, I don't know. We did. Yeah.
Eight was the correct answer. We got Adidas, Nike, Umbroca, Story, Area, Hummel, Macron, and Puma. So,
oh, considering how many fucking Hummel reissues there are, how have I forgotten that?
Next question. Coventry City loved car sponsors. Can people give me two of the three car sponsors they had on their shirt in the Premier League? Mike and Pedro.
I think Pedro can give you all three.
Peugeot, Subaru, and Isuzu.
Love it. Adam, same. You, same.
Subaru, Isuzu, and Peugeot.
We had Subaru and Peugeot, but not Isuzu.
And Scott and Andy.
Subaru.
Yeah, drew a blank.
I'll give you half a point because I feel like you guys probably need it. But it's a full point for everybody else.
Is it just a point for getting all three?
It was, yes. Ugh. Harsh, really.
Fuck's sake.
3 points are on offer for this next question, though. If you can give me the shirt sponsors of Oldham, Blackpool and Bradford City when they're in the Premier League. Adam.
Okay, I'm not entirely sure, but I've got JD Sports for Oldham, Wonga for Blackpool, and JCT 600 for Bradford.
Has anybody got any different answers?
I was going to say I'll let James answer this because I think he's done an outstanding job, but they're exactly the same as Adam. So you've also done an outstanding job, mate.
We had Wonga for Blackpool, and was it Bovis for Oldham?
Yeah, I think I fucked up because I went Bovis for Oldham. I don't know why. I remembered them having something like that on their shirt at some point, but I think I might be wrong.
Bradford, I just went for Bradford and Bingley.
My logical. Scott and Andy, where'd you go?
Not a fucking clue.
I only had Wonga for Blackpool. I can't believe it. It is in there somewhere.
That does get you a point. So Adam and James, two teams, you nailed it. All 3 points. So 3 points for the two teams there. We've got another point for Mike's team. And point for Andy. That gets us up to the last question of the round. But before the last question of the round, I just round up the scores. We have got the Glorious Villains on 12 points. They're all made from in the same factory anyway, with 16 points romping away. The Box Bastards are sat on 9.5 points. And Double T Football on 10.
Just got three for that last one, though. Surely that's
did
not
you?
Right.
Yeah, you did. You're now on 30, and we've got Double T Football on 13 points.
If I complain, can I get more points added as well?
No, I'll listen back at the end. Right, so there's 5 points on offer for this next round. Everybody left at the end of this question will get 5 points for their team. Last Man Standing. On Valentine's Day 2005, Arsenal became the first team to announce an entirely foreign match day squad, a starting lineup plus substitutes, when they defeated Crystal Palace. We're going to go round in order of Mike, Simon, Scott, Tom, Pedro, Adam, Andy, James, until we've named all the players. Anybody left at the end will get 5 points. Anybody with an incorrect answer will be eliminated.
Cool what answer. Year did you say this was?
2005, Valentine's Day 2005. Do you remember what you were doing? Well, if you're watching Arsenal against Palace, you've had a head start on this question. So kicking us off, Mike.
We're going through the whole squad.
We're going until it's all named. It's back in the day, I think there were only four subs on there back then. Mike, kick us off.
I feel the pressure of going first on this one. I'm going to say Thierry Henry.
Correct answer. Simon.
Robert Pires.
Correct answer. Scott.
Jens Lehmann.
Correct. Tom.
I'm going to say Sol Campbell.
Eliminated.
What? Okay.
Wait, can you say what we've said so far so I can write it down? Sorry.
Henri and Pires. And Lehmann.
I'm going. And Lehmann. I'm leaving.
Okay.
Pedro.
Eberwey.
Eliminated. Adam.
Vieira.
Correct answer. Andy.
Try to be a smart ass. Diaby.
Eliminated.
Oh, dear me.
James.
I'm going to go with Cameroonian fullback, Lauren.
Correct answer. So we've seen a few eliminations. A few of you still left in. Background, Mike.
Kolo Touré.
Correct answer. Simon.
Oh, I feel like I'm shooting myself in the foot. Reyes.
Correct answer. Scott.
Bergkamp.
Correct answer. Tom, you've been eliminated. So we're going on to Pedro.
I'm eliminated.
Pedro, you're eliminated. Scott. Tom, you're eliminated. So we're going on to Adam.
Is this the whole squad with subs as well?
Whole squad with subs as well.
I'm going to guess Will Todd.
Eliminated. James.
I'm going to go for fledgling French midfielder Mathieu Flamini.
He was a substitute that day. Correct answer. Mike.
I am going to take a punt that on the subs bench was Manuel Almunia.
You dick.
Correct answer. Simon, you're still in.
Fuck, I've just got Flamini in my head now and I can't. Edu?
Correct answer. He started that night.
Hell, where's this coming from?
Scott?
How many have we got left? So we've said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people.
There's 4 left, I think.
4 left. Okay, RVP?
Sorry, there's 5 left. RVP is one of them. Yep. James, 4 left.
You're sending that on the wrong group, Pedro.
Yeah.
Am
yeah.
I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, kick him out.
Oh, if this is...
I'm helping
answer,
everybody here.
You are going to be eliminated, Mike.
Is it my go? Sorry.
It's your go. James, it's your go, James.
Oh, is it? Sorry. They had 2 shit Swiss centre-backs, and I don't know which one to go with. So I'll go Philippe Senderos.
Was a substitute that day. Correct answer.
In.
You are good at this. You are good. Knowledge. Knowledge.
Mike, we got 3 players left.
Freddie Ljungberg.
You are eliminated.
Oh, bollocks.
Simon, you need to get a correct answer or James is going to walk away. Scott got it wrong last, didn't he?
Nope.
No,
still in.
Right, did you? Still in. Okay. Simon?
Lishi.
Lishi is a correct answer. Scott, we're looking for the final 2 players.
Can I steal the other centre-back that James said? Because it's what's-his-face, Saigon. He was bald as well.
Saigon is the correct answer, yes, well done. So we are looking for...
We'd never have got that if he hadn't reminded me about the centre-backs.
The final, final player in that Arsenal squad, who I'm hoping hasn't been said already.
Whose turn is it?
James.
think it's mine. Jeremy Aliadier.
Incorrect answer. Going across to Simon.
Again, like the cliche one, this is a shot in the dark. I don't think it's wrong. Fabregas.
Is the correct final answer. So that's 5 points each for Scott and Andy and for Adam and Simon.
Good, I don't have to do anything.
Well done, mate. Well done, Simon.
What?
All right, James deserves some points.
Like Rain Man.
He carried our team to the very end. Deserves something.
That's an end of that round. Quick wrap up of the scores. We've got the Glorious Villains with 12 points. We've got they're all made in the same factory anyway with 21 points. The Box Bastards have got 14.5 points. And Double T Football have got 13 points. It's now on to round five. It's a knockout. Right, in round five, it's all about World Cups and international tournaments. We will kick off with who in the 1990s scored for two different countries at World Cup tournaments. At the 2022 World Cup, we saw 32 nations compete, supplied by 9 clothing brands. How many of them can you name? You'll get a point for each. Harald Schumacher became the first goalkeeper to make 4 shootout saves for West Germany over the 1982 and 1986 World Cup. Can you name any of the other 3 goalkeepers who have repeated this feat? So other than Harald Schumacher, 3 other goalkeepers have saved 4 shootout spot kicks. Can you name any of the 3?
Make sure I put my message in the right chat.
Question 4. Which country has the most Copa America titles? And question 5, we're going to have another last team standing takes the point. So let's go through the answers. Question number 1 was in the 1990s, who scored goals for 2 different countries at World Cup? James and Tom, I reckon you guys will know this.
James, I'll let
you. Yes. Yeah, I'm worried that I've tried to be too clever here. And I've gone with Klinsmann and Voller, who scored Italia 90 for West Germany, and then USA 94 for a unified Germany.
Do we have any other answers from any other teams?
I'd actually suggested to Pedro, but we haven't really agreed, that I'd kind of gone along the same lines, and I said Andy Bremer for West Germany and Germany.
Don't think he scored at 94, did he?
Don't know, mate. Guessing.
Well, I knew it was Germany, but I didn't know the players that had scored. Klinsmann was the only one I could guess. I wouldn't have got a second one.
I don't think it was any German. Gonna have to go and check this afterwards. But irrelevant is the point that I've got that counts. It is Robert Prozaneski. He scored for Yugoslavia in 1990, where he was named Young Player of the Tournament, and later scored for Croatia.
I didn't see that message, Pedro. Sorry, mate.
That's all right.
At the 2022 World Cup, we saw 9 clothing brands amongst the 32 teams. You'll get a point for every single one that you can name. Who wants to give me their list?
Yeah, we'll go first. So we had Lotto, Adidas, Nike, Kappa, Umbro and Diadora.
So you got 4 correct answers there. Adam, what have you guys got?
Do you want to go, Adam, or shall I just... You fill in the gaps. I think we've both got 7, but we might have different 7s. Nike, Adidas, Puma, Umbro, New Balance, Kappa, Marathon?
Mm-hmm. Ecuador.
Any other ones there, Adam, from that 7? You're muted, mate.
Sorry, I was muted then. I didn't realise. So on top of yours, I got Hummel for Denmark, and I might be wrong on this, but I remembered that Iran had a weird kit by Majid or something like that. I remember it had like a little squiggle on it, but I don't know if that's right.
That is, I believe, 8 out of the 9 answers you got. You were just missing 1. So fantastic, fantastic effort. Mike and Pedro, what did you guys get?
I've written Nike, Adidas, Marathon, Puma, Lecoq, Umbro, and Kappa.
Saw no
And then New
Col
Balance. Was it
New
New
Balance
Balance
yet?
as well?
Good effort, guys. And Scott and Andy, what do you guys get?
I'll say mine, add Andy. Have you had other ones as well? I had Adidas, Nike, Kappa, Hummel, Macron, Puma, Umbro.
No, I didn't get any more than that.
With no Macron at the World Cup. The one that was missed, I think Adam and Simon, you did a fantastic effort there. The one you missed was, I think it's called One. Cameroon's sponsor was the manufacturer.
Of
was the
course.
Only one missing, but that was a bloody good effort. Okay, next up, which other goalkeepers other than Schumacher have saved four spot kicks at World Cup finals? Hit me with an answer, someone.
Martinez must have got one last year. He saved a bunch, didn't he?
Didn't say four, I don't think. Have we got any answers at all?
Goycochea for Argentina.
Goycochea for Argentina. Correct answer, Pedro.
Livakovic.
Livakovic. Well done. Pulling it out of the bag there. They're from the same factory anyway.
I threw in maybe Tim Krul.
No, the only missing answer was Sabasic, also from Croatia.
Had a couple of answers, but Hans Bastic, we was going to say.
Have you got it written down?
We had Goycochea written down. James had that.
Okay, no. That's fine. You can have your Goycochea. There you go, boys. You can have your Goycochea. Sounds like something you wouldn't want to catch. You can have it. Which country has won the most Copa America titles?
It's Brazil.
We went Brazil.
Brazil.
Uruguay.
Uruguay was second with 15. Argentina have also got 15, but more second place finishes, so I went for them. So Argentina is the correct answer there. It's nil poir all round on that round. Final round in tournaments, World Cups. We have got another last team standing, but this is last team standing. So as a team, I just want you to name top goal scorers at World Cup tournaments. We will go in reverse order on the scores, which means with 20 points, Tom and James, you go first.
Do we get to confer?
You can confer, openly confer if you want, but
Scalacci
was a top goal scorer in the 1990 World Cup. Go on, Andy. Half a point ahead or half a point behind now. What are you going to go for?
I'll go Davor Suker, 98.
Correct. Mike and Pedro, 21 points.
I'm going to go for Eusebio, 1966.
Is a correct answer. And Adam and Simon, what are you going for?
You want to keep some of ours behind? Go on then. We'll go for Gary Lineker.
Don't need the tournament, but do you want to give me the World Cup?
Oh, it was 86, wasn't it?
It was. Back to James and Tom.
We'll go with, I think it was a joint award for 94, so it was Oleg Salenko and Romario.
I take your first answer. Only one name. You've gone for Salenko, so we'll go for Salenko. Correct answer. Across to Scott and Andy.
We copping out early in a more modern one.
Yeah, go for it.
I'll go with Mbappe last year.
Mbappe last year, correct.
Good man.
Answer.
I'm going to say Harry Kane.
Harry Kane, 2018 World Cup.
Just Fontaine.
Just Fontaine was the big one there. Well done, guys.
We are going to go for Ronaldo in 2002.
Oh, I've got two in the chat that I've given Scott, and he's just fucked off. So I'm going to potentially kill us here. I'm going to go Forlan.
Diego Forlan was one of the joint top scorers of 2010. You're still in the game.
Have you seen my last reply, Pedro?
I have. But I think I'm going to go for the 2014 one that you mentioned. I think it's okay. That one. Thomas Muller. I don't know if it's 2014, but I thought Thomas Muller.
Thomas Muller is a correct answer. The 2010 World Cup, he was one of the joint scorers. Adam and Simon.
Should we go for the last one you sent?
Yeah.
We'll go for Rossi in 82.
Rossi in 82. Correct answer.
I'm going to take a punt. I'm going to go Gerd Müller, 1970.
Gerd Müller was on his own as top goal scorer in 1970.
I've got... Scott, have a look at the chat. There's one that I've put in there, and I think it's wrong. I can't remember if he won top goal scorer, but I know he was certainly. I can't think.
Yes, the last one I had that written down as well.
Should we go with that?
2006. I thought.
Miroslav Klose.
Miroslav Klose, 2006. Well done, gentlemen.
We had that one.
Yeah, it was one of our options.
I'm going to I'm going to go for the last one. I said I'm going to just take the bullet and go for it. I'm going to say Davosuka 98.
Has already been said, I'm afraid.
I didn't write it fucking down. I tried to write down who said it. Bollocks.
I'm afraid you are eliminated.
Sorry, Pedro.
James Rodriguez.
2014. James Rodriguez.
So we'll go with the ticker tape World Cup in 78 and Mario Kempes for Argentina.
Mario Kempes was the top goal scorer at 78. You are quite right, Scott and Andy.
I'm stumped at this point.
Did somebody say 2002 already?
Yeah. Yeah, they've done that. Yeah. I think they've done most of this century. I'm pretty sure we've done this century, haven't we? I mean, yeah, it's going to have to be pre-2000s. I think even most of the 90s are gone now. Jesus, I have no idea at this stage.
Do you want to give me a name?
Couldn't even spitball one at this stage.
Give me a random footballer of the past.
What time the mouse here?
You got to say, you got to say something. You can't just not give an answer. That's it. You're out. You're eliminated.
Yeah, we're
trying to give you one.
Two teams left. Eusebio has gone. It's gone. Gone Pedro came out of Eusebio earlier.
Oh, I don't remember that happening.
I didn't hear Eusebio.
Yeah, I didn't hear that one.
Oh.
I mean, it was the first name I was going to say.
No, I know, but still.
So it's gone to, you're out, you're eliminated. So that leaves James and Tom.
Literally didn't hear that.
Yeah, eliminated because one's already been said.
Yeah. That, if you listened as well, another team has gone out for that as well. Right, so you were gone. So that's the 5 points go to Tom and James. You needed
them. Really? We had a couple more. We had a few more.
Come on, then.
Pele. I've got one more.
Pele.
I don't think Pele was top goal scorer.
Garincha
would have kept you in the game, yeah.
There was a Polish one, but I can't remember the name.
Something Leto was one of
Leto,
them.
Leto, well done, yeah.
Because he was bald, wasn't he? And he had hair on the side.
Other more recent answers, 2010, there were a couple more joint top goal scorers. You could have had David Villa and Snyder as well. And I believe that USA 94, Stoichkov as well, was joint top goal scorer. So there were a couple of more recent era ones there. But that 5 points goes across to Double T Football, which gives you a massive 29 points now. We have got the Box Bastards with 24.5 points. The Glorious Villains are sat on 23 points, and they're all made in the same battery on 32 points. So it's quite tight at the top, quite tight at the bottom as we move in to the final round. Right, we are going to finish with kit history then. To make it a bit more interesting, there's going to be a lot of points on offer here. So question number one. Since 1986, AC Milan have had four kit manufacturers. Name them all, you get 1 point each. Question number two. Since 1978, Portugal have had three kit manufacturers. Can you name them all?
Since when, sorry?
1978. In the 2021-2022 season, how many outfield shirts did Napoli use competitively?
That's annoying because we fucking covered that on a pod as well at some point, aren't we?
Just quickly on that Napoli one, is that including goalkeeper shirts?
Outfield players,
right.
Yeah. Number four, what shirt number did Diego Forlan wear at Manchester United?
And Scott's fucked off.
Question number five, give me Porto's last five kit manufacturers. The most expensive kit sold of all time is Maradona's 1986 Hand of God shirt. How much did he sell it for? And which England player sold it? You can have a point to each. And the final question of this quiz. Cristiano Ronaldo is synonymous. Cristiano Ronaldo is synonymous with number 7, as is Lionel Messi with number 10. But they both worn two other squad numbers domestically. What are they? You can have 2 points for each. So they both worn two other squad numbers other than the famous 7 and 10. What are they? So to the top then, who's going to give me the first set of answers? Since 1986, AC Milan have had four kit manufacturers. Can you name all four? Point for each. And if you give me all four, you can have a bonus point.
I think it was Kappa, Adidas, Puma and Lotto.
Yeah, we got that as well.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, it's there somewhere. Lotto, Adidas, Puma.
I got three of them. Mr. Yeah. Flotto.
So most of you have got there. Question number two was, since 1978, Portugal have had three kit manufacturers. Pedro, what were they?
Adidas, followed by Olympic, followed by Nike.
We got that too, just in case you can't see what we're doing. But
yeah, yeah, we had that too. Me and James,
we had that too.
Two out of three for me.
Two out of three.
Do I get bonus points because I'm one idiot, not two?
I think that's probably an advantage not having Scott at this stage. Question number three was, how many outfield shirts did Napoli use in the 2021-22 season?
13?
14.
I think it was 23?
Correct answer was 13, and there were 5 points on offer for that. So,
oh, yeah,
Mark, yes.
That's what we put, wasn't it?
Where is it?
13. The fucking teen.
Smash that, Adam. It's getting competitive now.
I can tell Scott I contributed at least 5 points to this whole fucking quiz.
Can he contribute a few more? Diego Forlan, what was his squad number at Manchester United? Andy?
21.
21.
Yeah, we had that.
21.
I don't know. We had I had 14, but I don't know if Mike had anything different.
Okay, it was indeed 21 points. Question number five was, give me Porto's last five kit manufacturers. Who wants to kick us off?
Okay, I'll go with Adidas, followed by Kappa, followed by Nike. Then they had Warrior and New Balance.
So that is a clean sweep.
We got all of those except for Kappa.
Yeah, we got all of them except for Warrior.
I didn't get Warrior or Kappa. That's three for me.
And they are blue and white.
There we go. Question number six was, the most expensive kit sold of all time was Maradona's Hand of God shirt. How much did it sell for? And who is the former England international that sold it?
Sorry, that was Steve Hodges, wasn't it?
Was it 5 mil?
7.1 or something.
We put Steve Hodge 8 mil. And if we're going to be pedantic, Steve, yeah. Adam's added an S onto Steve Hodge.
Not yeah, but I've written down Steve Hodge, so it's all right. I've written down Steve Hodge, so it's okay. I just said it wrong. There you go.
This is getting serious now. We're not
I mean, you're not going to catch us anyway, so.
So the answer I've got is Steve Hodge, and I've got £7 million or $9.3 million. Just tell me how many points you want, guys.
Everybody well, gets points.
We definitely had Steve Hodge, and I said to Pedro 6 or 7 million. I would have gone 7 million. So I think, yeah.
Yeah. So we would have, yeah.
Yeah, so 10 points for us, please.
Given a few points out there. The final question was, Cristiano Ronaldo is synonymous with number 7, as is Lionel Messi with number 10. But they both won two other squad numbers domestically. What are the two other squad numbers they've worn each? You can get, let's say, 2 points for each. So there's 8 points up for grabs here. If you can give me all four numbers, Pedro.
Four numbers.
I'll do Ronaldo. So I think when he first moved to Real Madrid, he was the number 9. And his first squad number at Sporting was number 28.
I didn't even realise you asked for four numbers.
Yeah, I just got one of each.
Yeah.
Somebody I did say another number for Messi, though, so...
Yeah.
So, Andy, what have you got?
Well, for Messi, it's 30 at PSG. I can't remember what other one he had.
So me and James got 19 for Messi. And we had 28 for Ronaldo. But I thought you just wanted one more of each.
You can give me another two numbers then.
Well, would have got the 9, definitely. I don't know about the 30, but... I mean, yeah, I'm not claiming it. I just said I would have got it.
Okay. Let's see, what other numbers would you gentlemen have got?
Well, Simon said, for us, we got 30 and we got 9. And yes, I don't know what we would have got because we weren't thinking of it.
We wouldn't have got two. We definitely got the 19 for Messi.
19 for Messi, yeah.
Suggest 31, not 30. So, yeah.
I wrote down three numbers, but to be fair, I only got two of them right anyway.
In that case, let me just do some quick maths. Has anybody got an interesting fact they can tell us about Messi and Ronaldo?
They're both really good at football.
What insight we bring to the table.
I know.
This is why we do a football podcast, isn't it? For shit like that.
They kick, they kick ball good.
They kick ball good.
Ended up incredibly tight. So we have got a tie.
No, we don't.
No, we don't have a tie.
Please don't
of
say
course
tie,
we do.
because I
Just
can't
have we
do
got rid of that
last
on
man
the
standing.
round?
I can't
How have
do
we
last
got a
man
tie?
standing.
We were. Oh, I'm confused now.
Yeah, we were
He's just
clear, I thought.
doing this for the drama, isn't he?
Yeah, we were definitely clear there.
We've got a tie in second place. So, in reverse order, we have got the Box Bastards with 48 points. Valiant effort there, Andy. You've been left in the lurch. In second place, joint, we've got the Glorious Villains and Double T Football. And in first place, we've got they're all made in the same factory anyway.
Oi, oi!
Who's the house? Fucking nerds. Fucking podcast book jockeys.
Well done, Millhouse.
What a surprise the fucking librarian when you dork. It's called an education, Mike.
It was a gut feel. If anybody wants to do the scoring when we listen to this back, they can. If they want
to, someone's going to listen back to it and work it out and go like, actually, the scoring was completely wrong. And yeah,
actually,
well, actually, I think you're fine.
I'll take the win for now.
I feel like first place it was undoubted. So well done, but well done to all of you. There's some terrific answers there, and what was a relatively easy quiz. So well done.
That was a stupidly hard quiz.
Yeah, that was tough. That.
You got 56 points out of 40. You done well.
I think I was alive for about two of the questions asked.
Hey, it would have been a lot easier if Scott would have written the whole quiz because he would have made 100 the answer to everything.
Or David Beckham. Yeah, we can rest assured. Anyway, that concludes episode number 100. We made it this far. We may not make it any further, but thank you very much for everybody for sticking with us. Getting emotional, Mike.
Tearing my eye and all that. I can't believe we made 100 episodes, to be honest with you. And yeah, I mean, how many times do you reckon Scott said cunt in those 100 episodes?
Easily 100 per episode.
I was going to say about 1,000. So yeah, I think you're right, Pedro.
And of course, one final question for all of you. We need to recognise our sponsor. If you were to go out today and buy a football shirt, Vintage Football Specialist website, which website would you go to, Andy?
I think it's Granny, you cunt. And I'll just do it in Scott's accent and pretend he's here.
Oh, I think definitely it would be Granny's football. Definitely.
Since there's a theme going on here, so I will also say Granny's.
And Pedro, if you had to go and buy a shirt right now, where would you go and buy it?
I'll go and visit Granny.
Yeah, everybody go. Everybody's going to basically finish recording now and we're all going to go to grannysfootballstore.com and buy all of his football shirts because that's, yeah, just go and do it.
Where everybody can be a winner. Right, guys, that's been a lot of fun. Let's catch up soon. They think it's all over.
It is now.
It's now.
Adam's ball.
Now.
What a load of shit.
Yes. Dreadful. Can't say that.
No.
No.
That's not making edits.